DJ.
You do? 150 million
people. That's all. That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me, Bo Goodson, for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Big weather changes on the way as the risk of rain fades away, and then it becomes breezy, much colder tonight. Overnight low temperature drops to about 47. Tomorrow, high temperature in the upper 60s. Talk about a big change. Sunshine returns. We'll be in the mid-40s late Wednesday night into Thursday morning, and then warmer again by about Friday. The pollen count is in the median to high range through tomorrow, and then high again late in the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You agree with me, don't you?
No!
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Here's some time well spent. Officials around the country are devising new plans to deal with the Chi-Com flu. In New York City, Mayor Vladimir de Blasio has announced that in order to halt the spread of the virus, he will from now on dress in a bright red military uniform with tremendous epaulets decorated with a braided gold fringe. De Blasio, or Generalissimo as he'll now be known, will proceed to march back and forth on the balcony of Gracie Mansion, shouting commands at New Yorkers to remain indoors until everyone realizes that it is he who should be president and not someone else without a bright red uniform and golden epaulets who is not named De Blasio. In California, Governor Gavin Newsom is dealing with the virus by grinning in a genuinely weird and sort of scary way that seems totally unrelated to the meaningless but high-sounding phrases coming out of his mouth. After that, he plans to order California neighbors to spy on one another to make sure no one is taking more walks than he's supposed to. He'll also order police helicopters to fly overhead for no apparent reason in order to create a sense of futuristic paranoia and depression. Baltimore Mayor Jack Young has asked city residents to stop shooting one another in order to free up hospital beds for people with the virus. Baltimoreans hope these restrictions will be lifted quickly so as not to harm the city's economy, which mostly revolves around bullets. Mm-hmm. The news media is also chipping in by screaming inflated disease numbers completely out of context and describing worst-case scenarios as if they were inevitable while staring into cameras with wide-eyed, fear-haunted faces before moving on to recount individual agonizing deaths from the virus, hoping they will serve as an example of how to irresponsibly spread unnecessary terror. And, of course, governors, mayors, and the news media will all continue to work together to blame Donald Trump for whatever happens next. Trigger warning, I'm Andrew Klavan, and this is The Andrew Klavan Show.
Calling all stations, clear the air lanes, clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It's surreal, man. It just gets more surreal by the minute. Welcome to Happy Hour, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. I'm Greg Goodell. Rosie is here. David Blackman joining us a little bit later.
And here they are.
God loves you.
That's nice, and that's reassuring, but I need something that'll make me laugh.
Colonel, you better take a look at this radar. What is it, son? I don't know, sir, but it looks like a giant...
Whang! At 7 minutes after 3 o'clock. So for a change today, on the way in, I decided to... Because he's not on MLB Network, which I live off of year-round, literally. It's my diversion. Is showing the greatest games in the last 50 years. There's 20 of them. They're on number 13 now. And it was a game I saw in person, Game 7 of the 97 World Series. And I had gone to Game 1, and it was in Marlins Park, which was actually then a football stadium converted to baseball purposes. And when the World Series came in, they knew they could sell out all the seats, so even people sitting in the upper deck 5,000 miles away could get in. So they had 67,000 people at all the games. And for the first game, I had pretty good seats right up from third base, about 20 rows. Marlins won the game. It was exciting. It was great. It was my first World Series, a dream fulfilled. But I was in a terrible financial spot at the time, so I did not have money to see any more games. And then the day of Game 7, a buddy said, hey, I got two tickets for the game that I can't get rid of. They're cheap seats. They're in center field, which in a football converted park for baseball was like 500 feet from home plate. I don't care. I'll take them. And I'm so glad I did. So I'm watching them relive this game and the special moments and the little twists and turns that made it the 13th best game of the last 50 years. I actually think it belongs in the top 10, but that's just me. And I start to cry. It's so weird. Not losing it. You know I'm an emotional person. Me and Rich were kind of cut from the same cloth. We get emotional over a lot of stuff. And some of you, when you get to be my age, will understand how the... Because I'm realizing, wow, that was 23 years ago.
It's endearing.
So that was, on one hand, that was, and I remembered where my life was at that time, and it was not good. But I was turning that corner. And better days would be ahead. Not immediately, but eventually. So, it was the most amazing sports moment I've ever witnessed personally. I've seen some pretty incredible things. But nobody left the park. It goes into extra innings. First part of the game was actually kind of dull. Cleveland had a 2-0 lead. One of the Marlins got a home run in the seventh inning. I think it was 2-1. They go to the bottom of the ninth, and they're down 2-1. It's the Cleveland manager's 48th birthday. Does that make him 71 now? They have not won and still have not won a World Series since 1948. They're three outs away. They're one pitch away, but the Marlins have guys on first and third. Single, game is tied. Marlins couldn't get the second run across, so it goes into extra innings. And you talk about drama. 67,000 people. From a football perspective, I guess, if you were a War Eagle fan at the kickoff return game, it had to be something like that, because that was just so jaw-dropping and amazing. I'll never forget, in the bottom of the 11th inning, a guy named Edgar Renteria, who went on to be a star at another World Series 13 years later. And as soon as he hit the ball, you could see it was going to get past the infield, and that was it. And an explosion of joy. It was like a baseball Woodstock. People are hot. We're in the center field seats. Not even close. I mean, it was crazy. There wasn't an empty seat anywhere in the place. It was just unbelievable. I told my friend, I said, I took a girl named Karen Beam to that game. We had been friends. We had actually dated in the late 80s, but stayed friends. and I haven't seen her since. Not through any, unfortunate, it just hasn't, whatever. So I'm thinking about all of this, where my life was at then. Being at that game and having the chance to experience that moment was pretty special. And for a few minutes, it took me away from the coronavirus and all the that goes with it. Oh, they're showing Andrew Cuomo, Mr. Ventilator. I guess he's the new star now. The media would much rather cover all of his press conferences than the horrible news coming out of New York. Which takes me to my next thought, which is, as a baseball fan, I'm questioning whether there's going to be a season. I was skeptical at first. I thought this thing would, as the weather warmed up, it would kill the spread. I'm not that optimistic anymore, because every scenario involves risk. Okay, so you play in an empty stadium to get a game on. I mean, millions of people would watch anything right now because we are sports starved. We've got 800 cans of stew and chili in our pantries, but we're starting to get tired of binge watching and all the other options that are on the table.
First world problems.
Very much so. But we're human beings. We are conditioned to cycles. Right. Football fans, I think you'll get your season. I don't think there'll be spring practices in most places anyway. I don't know what the latest count is here. This morning when we were finished, there were 49 in the three-county area, and that's going back 2 weeks. So it's not exactly a raging epidemic here. There have been 7,000 plus tested, 49 confirmed cases. Meanwhile, you've got in New York hundreds dead. And I was reading a story about a woman who just went to the market and got it. What are they going to do? So, yeah, it's a first world problem that we don't have a baseball season or a football season. But we're not, I'm not even referring to that. I posted a funny clip on Facebook today. At least I thought it was funny. And it's a video clip sent to me by listener Bobby Baguette. Me on my way back to my hairstylist after being in quarantine in this car. Maybe I knew something because I saw Deborah at Elegant Styles on the 21st of this month. And I said, let me make my appointment for the night because she's busy. So I get to go back, if they're open, on April, I think it's Easter's 11th, 18th, 25th. Do about 6 weeks in between. But I don't know that that's going to happen. Nobody knows. Given the number of cases here, I don't think there's any need to get more draconian than we already are. But I don't know how they're doing this in places where they are locked down. And we're still relatively early in the game here. In some places, this has been a thing for several weeks. We just had our lives changed a week ago. And we've all been aware of it for well over a month. And it's like the market today was down. And of course, this screaming headline, market finishes worst quarter since 1987. Yeah. It's bounced back some from its low points. Where did it finish? And it's down almost 2%, 410 on the Dow. I'm going to ask Brandt about this new stimulus the president is proposing, but how do we keep doing trillions of dollars of stimulus when so many people aren't even paying taxes? Although the Babylon Bee, which I absolutely love, had a thing today called People Thrilled to Be Getting Paid with Their Own Money.
Yeah.
As soon as that comes, now that Nancy Pelosi's paid off all her pork chops, people should start receiving money fairly soon. Although when you're going through a layoff or being out of work, every day is an eternity. I've been through it. I know what it's like. I clinging to grasping at straws of hope. And knowing deep down, I'm probably not going to get that gig. There are places hiring: Costco,
Walmart,
grocery stores. But let's hope that we handle this thing in a way that they're not, you know, not going to start getting crazy with that. Southern Italy has real issues. Theirs has devolved. And Trump is not the prime minister of Italy, so you can't blame him for that. And I posted an article on Facebook today from Yahoo, which is not a right-wing website, that talks about some men that were arrested with biochemicals at the Detroit airport last fall. And there's a part of me, and we'll probably get into this with Terry on Thursday, the timing of this is, it stinks to high heaven. What's the one thing that was, you know, whether you like him or not, what's the one thing that was going to ride Trump back into a second term? This great economy. Well, this sure has done a number on it, hasn't it? I think most rational people are not blaming him. He was trying to limit travel from China while they were busy impeaching him over another Bullschmidt hoax. So, I mean, come on. I mean, when he did that, they called him a racist and a xenophobe. And now the same jackals, and the press is embarrassing. It's beyond embarrassing. Rachel Maddow, who always looks like she's on the verge of tears, say that's not going to happen. Talking about the hospital ship that was dispatched to New York. It's there. But she said it wasn't going to happen. What kind of demented bitch is she? I mean, I understand you embrace an ideology and you put it in your heart. But that's mental illness in action. She's on a network talking to God knows who. Always coming up with the latest liberal flame of hope that this Trump thing will go away and we'll have somebody really good in there like Bernie Sanders or Joe Biden. But as time passes, it's getting harder and harder to envision. Let's say, for example, okay, we get it under control here and other areas where the rate of COVID has been relatively low, and we don't have to go any further than we already have. And maybe in 3 weeks, the shops open and all of that. But it's going to be a long time, I think, in places like New York and L.A. and New Orleans before things get anywhere close to normal there. How long can you keep people cooped up? You can't. We are not, if anything, everybody that has a bird in a cage at home should let it loose. Because we're starting to understand they can fly, but they're in a thing they can't get out of. So, it's kind of where I see it today. We'll talk to David. He's done a masterful job of exposing some real freak shows on the these alleged news goons and the games they keep playing at the updates that the president's been doing. And I thought today I'll ask Brandt, you know, when they talked about the stimulus, he's been mentioning that for years, that, you know, the market's been waiting for news like that, but it didn't seem to have much of a positive effect today. I have no idea what drove the downtrend. I'm very glad that when I had the chance, I went to Infusion and got a vitamin C boost. Did that with Rich a week ago Saturday. I'm hoping that they'll reopen soon because they have things there that can help you boost your immune system and fend off things like that. I'll let you know when they reopen, but if you have time in the meantime, visit infusioncryolaser.com and check out all the great services they offer. And I've been in touch with Ryan Turner. They're hoping to reopen sooner than later because I think they qualify as a medical facility because everything they do there is designed to make you healthier.
Right.
But they're taking precautions for now, and we'll just see where it all goes. And I'll be the first person in there when they reopen. It's 3:21. Like I said, David Blackman joining us. Whatever's on your mind today. I did put a really good collection of things, some to make you laugh, some great video about dogs and cats and their devious ways when they want to steal that last morsel of food, sometimes from each other. It's pretty funny stuff. And I'll look for anything that will help us be more optimistic today. I'm not trying to be a downer. I'm trying to be honest. And this is kind of where I'm at today. 272-9228.
I'm here with Pam. You can stop waving, Pam. We're on the radio. At WinCreekCasino.com, Pam can play online for free to earn rewards. And we're here to help her use those rewards at any of our locations. Like right now, Pam is getting out of making dinner by receiving a comped meal. And even though you can't see it, she's really excited about the whole thing. Isn't that right, Pam? Now she's giving us a thumbs up. Be like Pam and play for free online. Find your winning moment at WinCreekCasino.com.
Uncertainty, fear, anxiety, panic, isolation, loneliness. These words describe this most unique time in history. But I want to affirm to you today that these words do not have to describe you or me. My name is Al Crosby, president of Crosby Electric, and I want to offer you words of hope and peace today from God's Word. Psalm 94 states, "When I cried, my foot is slipping. Your unfailing love, O Lord, supported me. When anxiety was great within me, your comfort gave me renewed hope and optimism." So why don't we decide to live lives of confidence, peace, hope, power, and joy from this day forward? Not because we know the future, but because we trust who holds the future. So please join me in exercising caution while we love and care for each other through this challenging time. I truly believe our best days are ahead. God bless you and be safe.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The Navy Federal More Rewards American Express card transforms your everyday missions, so you can turn your commute fare,
next stop 8th Street,
into tickets for an awesome night out. And turn your grocery run into a trip to total relaxation. Get 3 times the points on supermarkets, restaurants, and on gas and transit. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Open to the Armed Forces, the DoD, Veterans, and the Families, insured by NCUA. American Express is a registered service mark of American Express. Used by Navy Federal under license.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for our spring brake deals on lawn and garden batteries, wiper blades, brake kits, and more. Ready for an oil change? Get 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional or Max Life motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for $28.99. Plus, get a $7 gift card after mail-in rebate. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
I just watched Tiger King on Netflix for 7 hours straight, and all I got to say is, Joe, my God. And if you ain't seen it, this is a spoiler alert, but it's basically about a gun-toting, white Wrangler-wearing, bleach-blonde, mullet-having, gay polygamous zookeeper slash country singer that hires an ex-con to off some drippy lady that supposedly fed her husband to a tiger. I know it kind of sounds boring, but it ain't. The only bad thing about it, though, is that it is so dang good that it has ruined everything else I try to watch. I tried to watch Grey's Anatomy, and I'm just sitting there like, where are the guns? I tried to watch Love is Blind, but I was just sitting there like, where is the meth? Y'all can keep your episodes of Friends. As for me and my house, if there's tigers, ammo, and murder for hire plots involved, I'll be there faster than you can say Carol Baskin.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our rocket scientist of the day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
This information comes from people who are smarter than I am, but it verifies something that I and many other people have believed, that we have already had COVID-19, that the coronavirus has been around. Doctors, clinics, they couldn't identify what it was because it didn't fit a traditional flu strain. So they didn't really know what to diagnose or prescribe for it. And now a study says that millions of people in the United Kingdom and around the world have likely already gotten the coronavirus, recovered from it, and are immune. But the mainstream media doesn't want this information to get out, and some went to work quickly telling people not to believe it. Well, I mean, it's Oxford. It's not from, Community College 15 in Bensonhurst, New York. A newer model which predicts the progression of the novel virus set off governments' reactions around the globe and has systemically ruined lives across the Western world. Yeah, not because of the virus, but the reaction to it. The pandemic produced by researchers at Imperial College London set off alarms. We've mentioned this before. This is the group that said there's going to be 2 million dead Americans, and it's not going to happen. Yet the president says we've reacted with enough time to hopefully keep the loss of life below 100,000. And we'll be happy if that's the case. Well, given the potential damage, and if that's the outcome, and it's even less, I kind of still think it will be. No, the media turns that into, I'll be happy if 100,000 people die. This is what we're up against every effing day. Taking whatever it is he says and twisting it to fit their demented behavior. And that's what we'll talk to David Blackman about. So anyway, that Oxford study kind of supports what a lot of us have discussed. I'm not afraid to say it on the air. I think we had it in this building. Because everybody got it. It was whatever it was very contagious. And the guy that got sickest of all, and by the way, I need to talk about him. Remind me.
Okay.
Because our boss is amazing. And some other bosses suck. And I'll tell you who in specific a little bit later. Applied Security, those who have it, always feel safer because their technologies are state-of-the-art. They're local, which is great. Mark and Vicky can have your house or your business set up, especially those who may have a business that's sitting idle. You know, I don't know what kind of protection you have, but you want something there. And that's not to say there's going to be looting or anything like that. You always want to have the best possible watchdog to take care of something you help grow. And Applied Security has been at it for almost 4 full decades. Mark and Vicky, great local team. We've got them here at Blue Water. We've had them for 15 years. And there's no compromising the system unless you want the police on you within minutes. And an alarm system that will announce to the world that something's wrong at Blue Water Broadcasting. It's airtight. They can assume your existing monitoring for under $30 a month. Just call 279-8338, 279-8338. That's Applied Security. Alabama Electronic Security Board Permit Number 276. We should have David Blackman when we come back.
Traffic is brought to you by Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery, where promises are kept, lawns are beautiful, and they're consistently recommended over their competitors. Go to weedmanusa.com for a free quote.
Well, good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have some congestion this afternoon on the West Boulevard from I-65 all the way up to about South Court Street. East South Boulevard continues congestion on past Baptist. down to the Troy Highway. That's about it. A little congestion on Taylor Road, but everywhere else, moderate traffic moving along at the speed limit. That includes the interstate through downtown Montgomery. No accidents anywhere into us to pass along to you at this time. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Get ready for spring at Midtown Plaza. Shop Shoe Carnival, Cato, Sally Beauty, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
27 years ago, Steve Wirth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Wirth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Wirth Cleaners who they are today, along with Wirth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Wirth Cleaners has been successful for nearly 3 decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Wirth Cleaners. Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
I'm Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. The Montgomery County EMA has confirmed that a person who tested positive for COVID-19 has died. The Alabama Department of Public Health reports that confirmed cases of coronavirus in Alabama are now up to 961 as of this afternoon, with 13 deaths reported. ALEA troopers are reminding boaters of social distancing as more people take to Alabama's waterways. ALEA's Marine Patrol says there's been a spike in boating traffic. Troopers are patrolling daily, and while they want everyone to have an enjoyable time, they say it's important to follow those social distancing guidelines to help reduce the spread of the disease. Attorney General Steve Marshall announced today a partnership with eBay to stop online price gouging of Alabamians during the current pandemic. Also, any price that is 25% or more above the average price charged in the same area within the last 30 days is considered price gouging by Alabama law. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and 2 nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Big weather changes on the way as the risk of rain fades away, and then it becomes breezy, much colder tonight. Overnight low temperature drops to about 47. Tomorrow, high temperature in the upper 60s. Talk about a big change. Sunshine returns. We'll be in the mid-40s late Wednesday night into Thursday morning, and then warmer again by about Friday. The pollen count is in the median to high range through tomorrow, and then high again late in the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 2.25% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour news talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Walter Cronkite. I
I used to anchor the CBS Evening News, but now I've crawled out of my grave to put shame on that network. They hired Dan Rather to replace me, and he invented fake news, and now they're putting scenes from Italy into news coverage of the New York COVID-19 epidemic. I'd like to discuss this with our guest from somewhere in Texas, the great David Blackman from DVDailyUpdate.com. I did my best.
Yes, indeed.
I did my best.
Fake news.
didn't the great state of Texas give us Dan Rather?
Gave us Walter Cronkite and Dan Rather.
Really?
Gave us Scott Pelley, too, you know? Oh. I mean, CBS seems to like those anchors from Texas.
One out of three ain't bad. Yeah. Actually, interesting enough, Dan Rather does get credit for something, and that's employing the satellite in hurricane coverage, going way back.
Yep.
He was the first to do it. So he was also
the first guy to, you know, go down to Galveston during Hurricane Carla and stand out there in the 100-mile-an-hour wind. But
that's the one.
He invented that whole model that all these idiots are still following with hurricanes today. You know?
So am I not a fair broadcaster then by doing that?
No, you're totally fair. Absolutely.
your blogs today were great. First of all, and I agree, I think President Trump, while he stays calm and reason, wasting time on these baiters, the masters of baiting at the news, if you get my drift.
Yeah, I get your drift.
Yeah, Acosta and that woman who...
Yeah, Michi Alcindor, yes.
Yeah, they're just delightful.
My goodness. I mean, just two of the biggest harebrained nitwits that you can possibly call on. And, you know, I mean... Acosta shows up yesterday. He hadn't been there for 2 weeks. I don't know what he's been doing. I don't watch CNN, but I watch those updates every day.
Yeah.
And then he shows up, and why does the president call on him? Why do his communications people advise the president? Because before they go out to any press conference, he gets with the communications people. Mm-hmm. Every president does this, and they advise him on who they've been talking to that day and who he should call on. Why are they telling him to call on Jim Acosta?
Yeah.
Why would you do that? I mean, you would normally do it, you know, in the Bush administration, and I knew some of the people in that administration.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they would have him call on reporters, you know, because they were trying, you know, they might have had an interview upcoming on their network, trying to get fair coverage from that specific network on some issue, et cetera, like in normal presidencies. But in this presidency... Why would you ever call on CNN? You're not ever going to get fair treatment from CNN on anything. Why would you ever bother to call on their reporter? Same thing with PBS. Why is he calling on Michi Alcindor? You know, I mean, why would you do that? It's not going to do you any good.
It pains me that her sizable ass is being underwritten by taxpayers like us, that's public radio, right?
Great. Right. She, you know, when she was at the New York Times until 2 years ago, and she wrote a series of op-ed columns about how wonderful China was compared to the United States. So where do you think her loyalties really lie? I mean, come on.
I think the Democratic Party has a great relationship with China that they don't want to spoil.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely they do.
You know, the timeline for this whole thing continues to reek. The damage done to the economy and, you know, talking about another stimulus. You read the Babylon Bee? You ever check it out?
Oh, I love the Babylon Bee. It's so funny.
They had an article today about how excited Americans are to get their own money back from the government.
Right.
I feel the pain of people that are laid off, but we're looking for some hope here, and it's getting harder and harder to find. Alyssa, you know who Christopher Mad Dog Russo is?
I've heard the name, but I can't place it. I'm sorry.
He's a sports guy. He's got a show on Sirius Mad Dog Radio, his own little
network. Okay,
He's on in the afternoon. Big baseball fan. That's why I love him. And, MLB Network, today I was talking about a game they showed, the 1997 World Series Game 7. I was there. And it made me emotional because, A, so much time has passed since that game and that unbelievable ending. But there's no baseball, and there may not be any this whole freaking year because every scenario you try to come up with, well, maybe they'll play in front of empty stadiums, but where? Where do the players sit six feet apart? Yeah. Do the dugouts go all the way down to the left field wall? Does the catcher have to sit 7 feet behind home plate, or the umpire have to stand 7 feet behind him for social distancing? It's making us
crazy. Are we going to lose football season, too? I mean, that's a full contact sport. Are we going to lose football, too, for this virus? And notice that the projections keep coming down. As we go through time and the models get better and better data, you know, this model that these doctors continue to quote for some reason, which I don't understand, 2 weeks ago was projecting 2 million people were going to die from this thing in the United States.
Not quite.
Now, last week, it was down to between 100 and 200,000. Why? Because suddenly, you know, 2 weeks ago, we didn't have any known treatments for this thing.
Mm-hmm.
We had no known, you know, effective ways to deal with it. So, yeah. I mean, if you don't have any way to deal with a deadly virus, it's going to probably kill a lot of people.
Yeah.
Now, we know. We have medications, multiple medications now. Yep. They're effective in treating this thing. We have all the equipment we need, or we will by midweek next week. We're going to have all the ventilators and all the masks and all the gloves and everything else anybody could ever want for the next 100 years, you know, scattered around the country. If you look at people have been going around the last few days taking films of their local hospitals. They're all empty, folks.
Yeah.
We have maybe 10 hospitals in this whole country that are overwhelmed right now.
Right.
Not even in Washington State, which is where this all really started, or any. There's not a single hospital.
Doctors' offices are very slow, too. I see my doctor about something unrelated yesterday, and he said, you know, everybody's afraid if they come in, somebody that has this may be there, and it's been slow.
I just think next week you're going to see the number of projected deaths in this model are going to be a fraction of what they were this week. And the following week, they're going to be less than that. And what's going to happen when we get, you know, down to June and, you know, finally they decide to start opening everything up late May, probably 1st of June. And we look around and we've got maybe a third of the deaths from this thing as we did from the seasonal flu last year.
Yeah.
And we're going to be looking at each other thinking, what did we just do?
Exactly. I'm thinking the same thing. And plus, let's face it, we're human beings. Trapping people for extended period of times like they're doing, I don't see this ending well in some places.
No, it's not going to end well in some of the big cities. It's going to get worse and worse. And, you know, they're trying to repress all the news out of China right now, but they're in massive riots in Wuhan province in China right now as a backlash to everything the government did to crack down on those people. Well, we're not taking quite those same measures, but, you know, people being cooped up for a month or two in their homes in Chicago or Baltimore and, you know, places like that that have incredible crime rates to begin with, this is not going to end up turning out well if something doesn't change fairly quickly.
How about people like Mike Lindell? You brought this up in your first blog today. He reestablishes his factory to produce 50,000 masks in a week.
Yeah. At his own expense, by the way.
And he had the audacity to bring up God on a presidential briefing. And all of a sudden, what's the liberal media? They're not happy that there's going to be all these masks, that somebody devoted their business to something other than stuffing their pockets full of profit. No, separation from church and state was clearly violated here. I can't take it, David. They're making me crazy. They really are. I need to take a break if it's okay. Because I promise listeners and you on the other side, David's second blog today was nothing but positives coming out of this, and we'll go to that next. Hang on there, David, and we'll be right back. By the way, quick reminder, first responders, anybody that's been on the front lines of this madness, folks who work in grocery stores, Don Duncan will service your vehicle at half price. That's the works. That's oil change, tire rotation, all of that at all three locations. I've got it on my Facebook wall. Go to it. Find the one nearest you and get half off on that full basic. And they even vacuum out your car at the end to say thanks. And especially to those of you who have been seeing the worst of this over the last couple of weeks. Millbrook, Bell Road, just north of Vaughan, and downtown at 408 Madison.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
Turn to the experts at AC Pilot Choir and Carrier to save up to $1,850 on a new Carrier AC and heating system, or get 0% financing up to 60 months with approved credit. Plus, get a 10-year parts and labor warranty on your new system when you sign a maintenance agreement. Contact AC Pilot Choir for details. ACPilotChoir.com.
Sounds like a job for AC Pilot Choir.
License number
844-4417.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner, has the items you need for your family Easter meal. They have meat, casseroles, canned goods, as well as desserts to round out the meal. Open to the public, no membership, easy parking, and conveniently located for quick shopping. Visit them Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. You'll find everything you need for your family meals and all your spring cleaning supplies. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct. We help you make it.
It's time for the 2020 census, but what is the census? For my grandfather, the census meant new possibilities. He came here 50 years ago for a better life, and he learned the census counted everyone to inform billions of dollars in funding each year for things that mattered to him and his community. Thanks to him, we all got counted, which gave us all the possibilities we have today.
Shape your future. Start here. Complete the census at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Daily Journal, day 14. The girls still want to get together to do book club, but we're going to use Zoom since we can't do it in person. Good, now I don't have to work on an outfit, just do my hair and makeup. Another great positive about the stay-in-place order. So much easier when your girlfriends can only see you in a small video square.
It is 3:48, and a man who did an entire column on positive developments emanating from this COVID experience, David Blackman from dbdailyupdate.com, my first stop on my daily commute to the truth. Let's talk about this amazing list you put together. This was very uplifting, and man, you couldn't have posted it at a better time, because I got tears running down my face from the 1997 World Series. And then I see this, and I felt much better.
Yeah, you know, believe it or not, I get tired of writing about negative stuff all the time. And just, you know, I have a pretty sunny disposition, and I just decided this morning I was going to spend at least an hour just thinking about positive things that are going to come out of all this, because there are some. You know, it's a terrible situation, but, I mean, think of what is happening in our society right now. We have millions of people working at home right now and being just as productive at home from home as they are going, you know, commuting into an expensive office space that the company has to pay for. I used to manage, you know, at one company I helped manage office space and those costs, and it's one of the biggest overhead expenses any big company has, and that suddenly you got big companies looking around and thinking, man, I've got several thousand employees that I'm paying office space rental for that I don't need to, right? Because they can work from home and be just as productive, and that's going to take, you know, let people spend more time at home. It's going to take millions of cars off the road every morning.
Hey, it's the new Green Deal. Isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And the other, another thing that's happening right now is millions of mothers and fathers are at home with their children, homeschooling them.
Yes.
My own daughter is doing this right now with her two kids. And it not only gives the families more togetherness, but it also gives the parents a lot of insight into how their kids are being educated, whether they're actually being educated.
Yes.
You know, for parents who really care about the kids. And have time to do this, and so it's going to lead to probably more homeschooling, which I frankly think is a good thing. It's going to lead to more parental involvement with the school system.
Babylon B today has, and I didn't post it, but I probably will. It's a teacher looking distraught that homeschooling may force students to start thinking for themselves.
Yeah.
It was great. Oh my God, we're going to lose control of these little minds.
You know, one of the other things that I think people are seeing here, and it's thanks to President Trump letting these business people speak at these press conferences,
yes,
is the societal value of big business. You know, here you have all these great American brands, you know, like Ford and MyPillow and Bayer and on and on and on, converting their factories to do things that they're not really, you know, weren't built to do. They're making those conversions at their own expense. They're cranking out all this valuable stuff. for our government and, you know, and our hospitals and our first responders to fight against this virus. And so people are really seeing that all these companies that the media has spent the last 50 years demonizing, actually, you know, they provide a lot of good stuff in our society. I think that's good. And then the borders thing, the only other thing I'd point out is, you know, we're suddenly having this great appreciation for national borders. Even the European Union has given its countries the authority to close their borders in order to prevent the spread of this virus.
Yeah.
And in Mexico, for crying
out. I know. Isn't that hilarious? Ironic, I should say. Yeah. Not hilarious, not with a sickness, but...
I mean, obviously it's a bad situation, but in any bad situation, there are always good things that come out of it. And these are just a few of the things I could think of off the top of my head here at this point.
Not to be a downer, but I thought it was mighty ironic that iHeartless Radio had that nationwide living room concert the other night.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
8.7 million people, give or take, tuned in, and they raised $8 million, which is, considering it's a nationwide, radio-wide thing, and I don't even know who that money is going to help. The next day, they called it furloughing. This is a company that has done nothing but destroy this industry.
Yeah.
Why pay personalities? We can have one person be a disc jockey in 12 markets and pay him half the price. And all of this. In fact, I was one of the first people to have contact with this company in 1994. My dad passed away very abruptly on a Sunday night, and I get the call, and I call my boss and said, my dad died in Chicago. I'll be out for the week. And his response wasn't, I'm sorry to hear that. It wasn't, what can we do to help? It was, our bereavement policy is 3 days. And I said, I don't care what your bereavement policy is. I got to fly there tomorrow. I got to fly. My sister's in from California, and there's no way we can do anything before Thursday. So if you want to dock me the pay, dock me the pay. That was my introduction to that company's character, and nothing's changed. I know people that have survived that company. But so they do that, and then yesterday our boss sends a memo out saying, we don't work that way. We are working with all our situations to make sure nobody gets furloughed or laid off. Sent it out last night. The same day, this gigantic entity is kicking 1,000 people out, and they're going to keep their health benefits out into the street with no pay except for what the government is sending.
Right.
And I wanted to bring that up at some point this afternoon, and how much that meant to all of us. Because we're all taking a hit here. You know, this has jarred our business. Everything that was scheduled and was being advertised has been canceled. On the other hand, some of our advertisers have done amazing things, you know, in the time this whole thing's been going on. But I wanted to...
Well, iHeart sounds a lot like the Kennedy Center. Did you see what they did today?
Oh, my God!
Yeah. I mean, pitiful. My goodness. They get $25 million bailout thanks to Nancy Pelosi Friday around 2 o'clock in the afternoon. At 3:30, the memo goes out to all of their contract musicians that they're laid off. They waited an hour after they got the money. And then 3 days later, now they're laying off all the support staff for the National Symphony Orchestra. Right? And these people are a bunch of ghouls, the people who manage the Kennedy Center. It's just... it's a disgrace. It's an absolute national disgrace. And one Republican member of Congress today introduced a bill to take that $25 million back.
Absolutely.
Good. Who did that? Yeah, do you know the name of the congressman?
I saw it a minute ago, and now I've lost the
no
link.
No problem. We'll find it.
But, the Democrats in the House will kill that. Yeah, because, Kennedy Center actually donates money to the Democratic Party every election cycle.
If we can raise enough hell, maybe we can get them to back off on that one. Nancy Pelosi.
Biatch.
5 days with this relief bill. 5 days. This is how much she cares about America before she
And everything she got in, it was junk like that. It was just junk spending.
Just absolutely sickening. David, our time goes by too fast, and there's never enough of it. We're going to be here again Saturday morning if you're free. We'd love to have a chat.
Oh, I'll call in, yeah.
Awesome.
Yay.
Absolutely.
You let me know what time works for you, and we'll set that up. We will build the show around you.
Okay.
And right. I so appreciate you not only joining us, but your work every day. You gave me a big lift today when I was crying about a 23-year-old baseball game.
Hey, I've been there, buddy.
You're a Dodger fan. Of course you are.
Yeah, I cry a lot as a Dodger fan.
They come so close. Of course, then you have to deal with the Astros cheating and what would have been in 2017 without the trash
cans. Yeah, exactly.
Take care, my friend.
All right, you too.
I really enjoy talking to him. I wish he was local. He'd be a great host. 357 on News Talk 93.1 FM. One business I am so proud of, because I personally know three people who have gone over to Jack Ingram and purchased cars. And this is, yes, they are a business of necessity. When you need a car, you're coming out of a lease. Maybe you're finally ready to buy something, or your credit's, you know, had some issues. When they've got 20 different financing programs over there, and at Jack Ingram, they can sell you so many great vehicles from under $5,000 to over $25,000. We kind of focus at their request on cars available under $10,000. And in that category, you can enjoy the luxury of a Beamer. It is a beauty. It's a 2011. And I can tell you from the mileage on it, it's been pretty baby. Another great car, another great sedan. Very underrated. 2007 Acura MDX. $7,400 for that. And under $5,000, I don't know why nobody has gone and purchased that little Ford Focus. It's got low mileage. It's only $4,800. And it looks like it just rolled out of an assembly line. Bigger options available, like the 2013 Ford Fusion Titanium. That's a larger sedan. Looks like they sold, the 2008 Lincoln MKX base. That car is 12 years old. It looks amazing inside and out. The engine's been vetted, and it was driven less than 8,000 miles a year. So there's a car that's really had a good life, and it's waiting for you. $6,800. Jack Ingram, Signature Used Cars, 235 Northeastern Bypass, jackingram.com. It's almost 4.
Skywatch traffic with another update. Looking around the city right now, we're not seeing a lot of congestion anywhere. What little we have, West Boulevard, I-65 over to about 331 at Norman Bridge. Seeing a little bit of outbound congestion on Highway 80 from I-65. The 31's little outbound traffic there, but that's about it. Moderate traffic everywhere else. No accidents anywhere to report to you at this time. Keep it buckled up, and we'll keep you updated right here. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid